This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. James Monroe Jones was an American expatriate who became one of the most celebrated gunsmiths in 19th century Canada. James Monroe Jones was born into slavery in Raleigh, North Carolina in 1821, the eldest of eight children. His mother, Temperance, was a house servant, and his father, Allen, was a blacksmith. Allen Jones was able to keep portions of his earnings for himself, and in 1829, he had saved up the extraordinary amount of $2,000 to buy freedom for the whole family. The Joneses then moved to the Free State of Ohio. Hoping to ensure a better life for his sons, Allen continued working to pay for his three sons each to attend Oberlin College, the first college in the United States to educate black students. James Jones graduated from Oberlin in 1849 with a Bachelor of Science degree, making him just the fourth black college graduate from that school. After graduating, Jones moved into a thriving community of black expatriates in Chatham, Ontario. Chatham was home to educated black individuals, abolitionists, and also radical revolutionaries. Among its residents were Josiah Henson, subject of Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin, and for a brief time, Harriet Tubman. James Jones was present in 1858, when John Brown came to Chatham to plan his famous raid on Harper's Ferry in secret and recruit men for the attack. During his years in Chatham, Jones became a celebrated gunmaker, even taking on the moniker Gunsmith Jones. His specialty was derringers, short pistols, with engraved barrels and silver guards. In 1853, English writer Samuel Ringold Ward wrote of Jones, quote, J.M. Jones stands head and shoulders above any gunsmith west of London, end quote. A glowing report of Jones's workshop and pistols were included in a dispatch on the Blacks of Chatham, published by the New York Tribune in 1858. As Jones's fame grew, his derringers became highly prized, selling for high prices in the UK and in Canada. In 1858, he toured the U.S. West Coast to showcase his derringers in competitions. Jones would spend winter 1858 and nearly all of 1859 in Portland. Even though he was not an Oregon resident, the state of Oregon asked Jones to represent them at the California State Fair Showcase in 1859. There, he exhibited a pistol which won Oregon the silver medal. By 1890, Jones had returned to Canada, where one of his derringers was awarded top prize at the Montreal Industrial Exposition. He lived comfortably in Chatham the rest of his life, though he was not immune to prejudice. In 1860, the Prince of Wales and future king, Edward VII, toured Chatham and was gifted a pair of derringers made by Jones. When Edward learned that they were made by a black man, he refused to accept them. The Library of Congress holds a letter Jones wrote to new President Lincoln, congratulating him and wishing him, quote, a bloodless and prosperous administration, end quote. The Civil War prevented this, of course. Ironically, when Lincoln was assassinated in 1865, he was shot with a derringer. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.